Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Get on the fucking carpet.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions Podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Hello there.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy hoy.
And Lauren, what do you got for us tonight as far as puns go?
What do the wounded centaur say? I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh, I love that one. You win. I love that one.
That was good. That was good.
They can't all be clunkers. That was a goodie.
That was good.
Thanks, Twitter.
By the way, Kyle, I miss your song lyrics a whole lot. I didn't know I would miss them until they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't know what you got until it's gone. I don't know. Maybe I will at some point become creative again. I haven't come up with anything funny to do. So
until that day, we'll settle for puns.
Yep.
You're welcome.
So last week, guys, you made way to the Underdark. There was a bunch of traps.
There's a bunch of stuff that
there was a bunch of traps. How are you guys sitting?
Fall apart on Callus the minute he walked in.
Cave was certainly not to code.
How are you guys sitting resource-wise currently?
I'm feeling great.
I'm doing all right.
I have lots of money.
Well, I'm broke. I know that much if we're talking money. But I think didn't we heal? Let's see. Let's see what my character sheet says. Yeah, I got a bunch of health.
Yeah,
I'm did broke. I miss something?
I think we hit that. Okay, so we got attacked by that giant Duergar contraption thing and the little metal thing, and it beat the shit out of Callus and Boone, I think.
No, it didn't. It was. I think it was.
The traps got you.
Yeah,
the traps got you.
The ceiling fell on me.
The ceiling fell on you, and like I think a spike hit you. You had a rough
time. Some Duergar threw a psychic dagger poison at me.
Yeah, that was
me.
Right.
Which I
like
have
I said,
now.
That had one more charge on it.
It has one more charge. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a rough game last game. I'm okay. I don't think I haven't taken any damage because we floated down the river. We avoided the lava monstrosity chaos thing that could have been terrible.
And now you see you guys can see the Drow city. Kind of like it's in front of you, but it's a small part of it. If you look at the map, you guys are right here.
Oh, we got a ways to go.
So you can continue through the city here. You can make your way through those houses. Off in the distance, you see a great spider. Everybody give me perception checks. It appears to be made of stone.
Okay.
Or religion check if you prefer.
Oh, I'm better at that.
Ooh, I guess.
Oh, wait, crit.
Nice.
All right.
I got a 25.
9 perception, but a 22 religion.
Okay. Boone, with your, and Callus, with your guys' perception, you can see that this spider has undergone and currently is undergoing construction. And it's not like it's a brand new temple. What it is it's an old temple that they're retrofitting to symbolize a new god. Cam. With your religion of 22, you would know that this used to be a temple to Lolth, but this is now becoming a temple to someone else.
Not a god I recognize.
And with, it's not a god that you recognize. But this is fairly striking to you with your religion of 22, because it is a well-known fact that Drow follow Lolth.
And they even talked about Lolth.
Yes.
The Drow interrogated. Okay.
Yeah, they talked about Lolth. Boone, with your perception, you can see that it appears that they are carving eyes onto the limbs of this spider, like where the joints meet, and insetting gems into them.
What color are the gems?
Blue, almost a purple blue. The face of the spider appears to have been carved away from being a spider, and it looks like a humanoid male, an elf.
Elf male?
Yes.
I assume like a drow, not like a...
No, this does not look like a drow.
Oh.
This looks like an elf.
Okay, so I'm probably going to relay all of that to the group. So
yeah, and I think that Callus saw the construction, you saw the eyes... And Cam recognized this from a religious religion standpoint. Something's fucking off.
I thought the drow we interrogated said they worshipped Lolth. It looks like they're tearing down everything that would be for Lolth and putting something else up in its place.
That makes no sense, because the last one we interrogated got very upset about when we made fun of her god.
Yeah.
We can mark it down for now, but should we divert our... Do we have time to divert our path? Because we got shit to do.
Well, you have your choice. You can go directly towards the temple. There appears to be a bunch of buildings in between you and, like, a thoroughfare. Like, a few streets that appear to be mostly empty. With your perception, Boone, you see people gathering, like, running out of these buildings with weapons... and running towards the back of the temple to what you would assume is the fight that's looming in the distance. You can hear the sounds of battle really far into the city.
Okay, but like, so they're running past where the temple is?
Yes, they're running from the buildings. It appears as though they're rallying all forces to fight off the attack that's happening on this side of the city. And I will screen cap this so we can post it.
So going... towards the temple, is that going to be our best option, or should we find another path?
You guys would have seen the map that Trebek showed you. This is exactly what you see, and you can say, okay, that temple's there. Somewhere behind the temple, not too far behind it, is the estate that you're looking for. The map showed you diverting south as an option. Through a cavern which leads to a portcullis, which leads you into the city proper that has less houses and people. It seems to be in a walled area of the city, kind of on the backside of the barracks. This that you're standing in front of appears to be the temple thoroughfare where the most devout live.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we can either go through the temple here, which would be the shortest route, but the...
No.
Most likely the heaviest guarded, wouldn't you say?
No, we can't sneak past them.
I thought the whole point is that the triple SF is that we were the super secret strike force.
We'll
you can't just walk through the middle of town.
Exactly. I mean, we can, but it's not going to go well for us. Like,
If I may make a suggestion, it may be a little longer, but if we go take the north route, as I'm drawing here, if this is not guarded or walled up, we might be able to sneak in that way. It may take a little bit longer, but it would not be suspected.
It's not an actual route. The problem is that could be rough terrain that we're not expecting.
You can see that there appears to be a small body of water here. So you would make your way through the water, or you could skirt it on the edge. And you know that there's a cavern on the far side of this.
How big of a cavern is this whole thing? Like, how tall are the ceilings? And, like, what's the...
This area right here is very low. It appears to be only about 40 feet up. As you see past the temple, it goes higher than you can see.
Okay.
You see it kind of open up past your vision. You kind of see some glowing green... from within the city as the only illumination that exists there.
Should we maybe get a little bit closer to where the ceiling goes up and one of us does a little magic carpet recon? This is in character.
Brenna has her hand up. Ooh, me.
I'm fine with that.
Me. Yeah.
Just get all the. You just have to come back and tell us what you see instead of just going and fighting it right away.
I'm not going to just rush in by myself. That's just suicide.
Right. You're not going to tell them all our, and you're not going to tell them all our secrets.
No. I hope I don't have to talk to any of them. So fair. I guess we'll find out. She's going to hop on the carpet. Scout. Say
and where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to scout. So how? Okay. So my next question for you, Sean, is how high is this cavern that we're in,
well,
in the Jaws City?
That's what he was just saying. So, but
about 40 feet.
40.
The 40-foot area is this whole area right here. It's in the bottom right corner of the map.
Okay, so it would be 40 feet until we got to the
temple. You get to where the spider is, and then this whole area right here, like back in here, is you can't see the ceiling.
Okay, so let me draw you my scouting route that I want to take. Okay.
Okay.
So we're in the orange circle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to follow our little path here and see what this holds for us.
Okay, so you're gonna kind of skirt around. Yes. Yeah. How are you doing that? Are you going really high up in the air? Are you staying
ground
level?
I'm going really high up in the air.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my time until I'm out of view of the houses. And I'm just going to go really high up and just kind of take my time a little bit just to survey the area.
Okay. Me roll something? Okay. What are you doing?
Stealthing?
Well, give me a stealth check.
Nice.
This is going to go great, y'all. 23.
Yes, nice. You feel like you are pretty stealthy.
Okay, and then I'm just gonna do a perception check on the way over there, following that path.
Okay.
Okay. 18 perception.
Yes. Okay. It appears to be an extremely still body of water that you're floating over. There appears to be one stalagmite sticking from the ceiling, and the only thing that's disturbing the water is small, like a single droplet that falls into the water. And at the ripples where you think it would ripple, it does not ripple.
Brenna's going to take note of that and then continue forward her path.
Okay.
She's just kind of
scouting. So where the green path is, you can kind of see a little rim around the edge of the water that could walk. It's about 5 feet wide. You guys could walk in a straight line to make it through. And then when you get here, you see a small cavern opening that has some steel bars on it.
So that way's locked. Okay.
Yes.
So I want to float over there. Is there like an actual padlock or anything on it?
No, it's just bars. The small trickle of water is going through. A small bit of water is going through it, as though it's kind of diverting to a small channel. But through the bars, you can see on either side there appears to be an area for walking. That's 5 feet wide. And there's a channel that is carved out to let the water flow through here.
So I'm going to go ahead and fly back and report what I found. I'm going to start flying back, but I'm going to get to the edge of the water.
Okay.
And I'm going to flip a copper piece in.
Okay.
I'll see what happens.
When you flick a copper piece in, it sits on top of the water and does not disturb it.
Better.
Oh, no. I'm a gnome and I'm curious.
You promised.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I'm just glad that the copper didn't make that much noise.
And as you watch the copper, it kind of sits there for a minute and then slowly sinks in and disappears. The moment it gets through the surface of the water, it just disappears.
Okay, she's going to go back. She was really fighting to top off and run across and see what happens. But she's going to go be a good little gnome. And she's going to go back and report her findings to the party. Okay, so there's this body of water that has like a stalactite dripping water into it. But the interesting thing about it is everything's very still and it looks peaceful and almost to the point of where it's kind of terrifying. But then you stand on it and supposedly, I don't know, this is just a hypothesis. You stand on it and hold your weight for a little while, but if you don't move, then you die, I guess.
Make me a perception check for when the coin slipped in.
Okie dokie.
Because there's a lot of sounds of battle in the distance.
Natural 20.
As it sunk in, you heard a little slight sizzle.
Okay, so maybe this thing's acid because whenever I flipped my copper piece in it, it sizzled. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a juju. But on the other side, there's the little grate.
And there's a little walkaway path that we can
follow. A good example of the liquid would be like a non-Newtonian fluid, where when it's hit with force, it just kind of becomes a solid, but as things go slowly through it, it becomes a liquid.
So do you believe this might be a way for us to sneak in?
I mean, possibly, but I don't trust that
you
water.
You originally say it killed you instantly, and now you're saying we could maybe sneak in with it?
Well, I said it could. I don't actually know if you should or not. I don't know.
Brenna, was there another way outside of walking on this bizarre lake?
She pats the carpet. Hop on up!
There's no walkway or anything around this?
Wait, was there? Oh, yeah, no, there was a walkway, wasn't there?
There was a walkway.
There was a 5-foot wide walkway.
You guys did the best fucking person. yeah, there was a walkway.
Then, Brenna, maybe we just don't touch the creepy water.
I don't want to touch the creepy water. I'm just saying what I found.
Thank you. Good. Okay, I'm not going to walk on the water, and I'm going to take the long way.
Good. Very good reconnaissance, Brenna.
Thanks.
I follow Boone.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to walk on the thing. The other three can fly on the carpet, I guess.
Okay.
Nah, I'll walk with you.
All right, cool.
I'll fly.
So as you guys are walking, you see the stalactite that Brenna talked about, and you see a droplet of a liquid come from the stalactite, hit the water, and create no rippling. It just becomes a part of the water.
Let's not fuck with it.
Nope.
No.
No.
All right, you guys keep walking, and you reach the entrance to a small cavern that's about 6 feet tall, 15 feet wide. And as you peer in, you can see a carved walkway on either side and a small channel of the liquid diverting through here.
Hmm.
Do you think...
Can I... Oh, go ahead.
This is going to be, like, in character. Do you think we should maybe collect some of that?
It'd be interesting to find out whether or not we can use it as a weapon, because you said it was an acid of some sort, correct?
That's what it looked like to me. I'm just a little gnome, though.
Perhaps we could.
I don't think we touch it.
Agreed. I'm on team no touch.
Don't
no.
touch it with your hands. Don't. Definitely not.
Zeke, Sean, I would think I have like a few empty glass bottles with me, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll carefully, like with a piece of rope. Well, I don't know, but just carefully, like, let some into the bottle, and just stop it up without my fingers actually touching the water.
Make me a dexterity check,
Matthew.
As the liquid kind of
Matthew!
The liquid that is on the vial as you pull it out begins to move and come towards your hand. Make me a dexterity check to drop the vial or to hold it and see what happens.
I gotta find out.
Oh my god!
All right.
Are you letting it touch you?
One eye's gonna be like a fucking like monster.
I just want you guys to know this is him doing it to himself.
Yep. No one made him do this.
Okay, are you letting it touch you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, make me a dexterity saving throw.
16.
Okay, as you throw the vial away, a single droplet. No, you save. You save.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
As you drop the vial.
Did I watch him? Did I see him do that? Can I perception check that I saw?
No,
like, or is it obvious that I saw him do that?
He dropped the vial. You saw him drop the vial.
No, okay. I was just going to go give him a talking to.
What? I was
You know what? No, I am going.
I was throwing away.
Sorry.
I was throwing away some trash. Okay.
Quit touching things. Just do your job. And then I'm gonna walk away.
In your brain, Sean, Boone.
Uh-huh.
You hear? How do I want to do this? How do I want to do this?
Carefully.
Give me a second to think about what you hear.
Slowly at first.
You hear. You hear in your brain, divination is not evil, nor is it good. It is a tool.
Divination.
I'm not telling anyone. No, it's just a tool?
Mm-hmm.
Or just a tool. Okay. Do I know where it's coming from?
You just innately feel it and hear it. Okay, it's a comforting voice. It's a comforting thing. You also, as you hear this, you just kind of look over the water itself. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Okay. Can I go up to the bars and, like, pull on them?
They are solid. They've been here for a while. They show some signs of wear. A couple of them appear to have been replaced recently. And there don't appear to be any going into the water. They're made of iron or the whatever liquid this is.
Do you want me to see if I can pull that off? Burn a smash?
I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
I'd back up a little bit.
Cyrus does the same thing.
Brenna's gonna grab a hold of one of the bars, put like the one closest to the wall, put all of her like put a foot up on the wall and pull back as hard as she can to break said bars.
Give me a strength check. Seven. You see a gnome brace herself against two bars and pull the other two, and it's just with your seven, you are unable to.
Do you wish for some assistance, Brenna?
No! She's gonna try again. Is it okay if I try again?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, it's an 18.
You pull, and the bars budge the slightest bit, but they're made of iron, not steel, so they don't bend. They just kind of contort a little bit, and then you're left standing at a slightly bent bar.
She's really annoyed right now.
You give it your best shot.
Boone. Yes. In your brain, you hear, "Do not fear the thirst for knowledge," as the water kind of calls out to you.
Fuck, Sean. All right.
I'm not making you make any save. But okay, this is a comforting voice. You recognize this feeling from when you went into the water in the beginning and you turned into a opalescent serpent instead of what everybody else felt.
Okay, so I'm going to say to the rest of the party, do not follow me. And I'm just going to run and I'm going to dive into the water.
You're diving into the water.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe.
What's this shit doing?
You told me it was coming!
The voices.
It's going to look like a... Because the way everything else has been landing on it, you're just going to belly flop onto the ice and then go through.
Right? Actually, surprisingly, no. Is anybody trying to stop Boone?
No.
I think Brenna's too far away, too, but she does let out like a surprise squeal or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Kallus was trying to stand next to Brenna so she didn't fall in if she like wrenched it off and just launched herself.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, so here's how we're gonna do this, Boone. This is gonna be some choices on your part.
Oh no.
Make good choices.
Okay. Make good choices.
When Boone enters the water, it does not ripple. She passes through the surface as though nothing is there.
My wife.
And when she passes through, Boone disappears. Boone, you are in complete darkness. You can feel every single nerve ending on your body agitate. You're not in pain. It's just an extreme sensation. You feel like you need to gasp for air, but in your brain you hear, do not fear death. It is a natural course of life.
Well, that was quick.
Okay. So, should I just not be afraid?
That's up to you if you can trust a fucking weird, creepy voice.
Okay, do not fear death. Okay, so I guess I just stay.
The need for breath becomes in a lot. You feel like you need to breathe. You're deeper now. You feel the need to swim through the surface, and you hear, "Take refuge in me. I am not only the destroyer, I am also the creator."
I keep sinking.
Okay. You guys see no bubbles raised from the surface. Boone, your lungs are screaming for breath as you fall into unconsciousness.
Okay.
Brenna's racing to the shore. Okay.
And as you fall into unconsciousness, everything goes black. And then something happens. You feel from your core a brilliant flash as light strands shoot out from you in every direction. And as they do, you can feel every single one of them. There are a few things you see, okay? You see Callus kneeling before a sandstone altar. You see Brenna standing and crying in front of a grave. You see Cyrus ripping out his eye in front of a beast you cannot see. And you see Cam standing alone in front of a field of dead bodies. You see different places in the Underdark. You see and you feel like you can reach almost every point on the planet itself. And in that brief moment, one thing speaks to you out of all the things that you've seen. You hear the name Jazarian.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden the light retreats and you find yourself in this pool again as you surface.
Okay, so I surface back in the pool.
You guys see a blue-skinned Boone raised from the water face down in the in the liquid. As she begins to flail and regain consciousness and make her way to shore.
Cyrus immediately jumps in if he can to pull her out.
Now, blue skin as in she's drowned, or did she just come out like Avatar as fuck?
I guess you could say Avatar as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah! Or Vishnu as fuck, or things like, you know, that the band group. Just that blue skin. Yeah.
She blew herself.
Aww. She blew herself. You're my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Brenna's going to try to help Cyrus pull Boone out.
We have the flying carpet, so that's...
Oh, God, because Callus makes sense.
Callus grabs the carpet and flies out to her.
Mm-hmm. Is she breathing?
She's flailing now and making her way to shore. She's conscious. You see her come up with a breath of air as, like, her hair flays back with, like, just kind of splattering this liquid on the cave wall.
And so then can I swim to shore?
You are completely amiable. I don't need somebody. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to swim to shore.
When she gets to shore, I think Cyrus is like, maybe you should start taking your own advice and not touching things.
Are you okay?
As you look at her, you notice something striking. From her forehead down the left side of her face in a half moon circle is it almost looks like an opal, is a serpent.
Like a tattoo kind of thing?
Yes, but it's pearlescent, almost a part of her face now, and it has wings on her cheek.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
What happened?
I'm going to cast a divine sense. On this, let me just get a.
I can't. Let
me
even
just get a
you.
Quick sense as I somewhat cautiously approach here. Okay. So basically, it mostly just identifies if something is evil, basically celestial, fiend, or undead. Mostly, I'm looking for celestial here, if I'm being honest.
You feel celestial. You feel fiend. You feel undead. And you feel all of those. But you also feel a comforting thing, neither good nor evil.
Hey, what's at the bottom of that creepy river or creepy puddle?
Nothing. I just went into nothingness. And then I came back up and I guess I, you know, look like this.
No, it's not a look. You know you're different now, right? You know that.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I feel great.
Even though in your brain you know you just died.
Yeah. Which you and I are going to have a conversation after this.
Okay.
Just FYI. Because I'm super confused. And, okay, so, no, I, now, Sean, can I get some hit points back
because
I died? Like, do I get, just wondering if I could get my HP counted as a short rest, you know.
You should actually have less HP.
As you think that thought, you hear in your brain, trial is the only way for someone to test their mettle.
Oh.
I feel fine. We just need to find a way into this Drow City.
Boo, does this mean you'll stop getting on my back for touching things now?
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I'm getting a little bit of comeuppance for being really mean to you about your little spirit thing.
It seems fair.
So I'm guessing the way forward is not that puddle.
No, that is not the way to go. I was mistaken.
Yes, I do not wish to be blue like that.
Oh, no, 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 no yum yams. Y'all, cut that shit out. Is there any way that we could maybe, okay, let me try this in character again. Is there any way that maybe we could get, like, splash the water, something on the bars? Because I have a feeling that that might help break down the bars, maybe.
Do we need to break down the bars?
Don't we need to get past them to go somewhere?
Wasn't there a 5-foot path to the side of the bars?
Yeah, it's like a 5-foot wide thing. You could, like,
fuck,
kind
how
of,
I keep
like,
missing this?
Make your way, like, hold on to the bar and kind of step around it.
Oh, well, I'm tiny as shit. Okay, fine. Well, never mind.
I was wondering why you were trying to rip the bars down. I'm not wider than 5 feet.
No. I'm just a goober.
It's just because she could.
Yeah,
well,
I guess.
It turns out.
I couldn't. Well, I didn't see you do it, so.
Well, because I'm just going to walk past them.
Yeah.
All right, we're go. Let's go. Brenna's leading the way, I guess.
Confidently walking past the bars now.
Yeah.
I think Cyrus should like take his pole and just like tap the grate a bit so you hear a bit of a sound off of it. It's like, bit sturdier than I thought.
Okay. So you guys kind of skirt around the bars. Okay. You guys are in a small tunnel that goes about 60 feet and then it crooks to the right.
All right.
Cool. Can we do like a perception to see and make sure that like there's nothing down here, like hiding or any traps.
Or the ceiling's fall on us.
Yeah,
so
things like that.
So are you saying we should investigate?
Or do a perception check, investigate. Or we could just walk down and hope to God we don't fucking die. Like, that's always an option.
That's a dumb plan. That did not work last time, Lauren.
Hey, well, Sean.
We tried last time.
Could I, like, maybe use, like, my halberd's pole to, like, poke the ground to make sure we don't activate traps or anything like that.
Yeah, give me a investigation check.
Could it be perception?
You're looking for traps. I mean, you could perceive the hallway.
I'll go investigation. I don't think it'll work out, but we'll see.
The only reason I say investigation is because you're looking for something very specific.
Right, 13.
As far as you see, you don't see any traps.
It looks clear from here.
Yeah. Feel free to lead the way, then.
Okay, follow me, please. Okay. And I guess I go lead on.
Yep, you make your way through, and you guys get to probably about this point in the cavern when the liquid diverts downward. There appears to be a small stone pillar leading up with a large eye on it, inset with the sapphire, and the path continues past this point.
Okay. I don't think we're trying to fuck with any of this stuff, right? I mean,
their sapphires are worth a lot.
Y'all, we don't want to fuck with this stuff.
Don't we just want to...
Oh, no.
We got a mission. Let's do it. We're wasting daylight. Let's
super
go.
Secret strike force. We get in. We get what we want. We bounce.
We're in the cave. There's no daylight.
I'm going to go for your fucking kneecaps.
What did that do?
She's going to keep walking. Wait, I shouldn't actually say that because I don't know where the hell we're at right now because I have walked away for a second.
So, Sean, where are we
you
at?
You guys are about right
here.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're just
about two-thirds of the way through.
Okay.
Keeping a lookout for traps and shit.
Yeah, does this...
I'm failing at it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm constantly looking.
So you guys do nothing with the eye thing and all that?
I feel I'm eyeballing.
Look at it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Just take a quick look at it, not touch it or anything. Just does this. Yeah.
It appears artistic in nature. You can't really discern anything without a check.
Okay. Would you like an investigation?
It does appear to be the same things that, like the eyes that Was it Boone? Yeah, Boone pointed out.
Okay, so it looks like those things?
Yeah, it just looks like an eye like that with an inset sapphire where the iris would be.
Can we do like a check?
Or not iris, pupil.
How's the 18 investigation check?
Yeah, you don't see it sense any traps. It just appears to be an artistic carving. Okay.
This is just some very unsettling statue.
This whole place is pretty unsettling.
Yeah. Is it going to, like, I don't know, leave to life or shoot laser beams or something at us if we walk past it?
Say
it again?
She's asking Callus. Yeah. She's asking Callus.
I do not think so, and I hope it is not.
Brenda's going to hold her breath and run past it.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Then I follow Brenna.
As do I.
Me too.
Problem number one, we're following Brenna.
Yeah. It's probably not the right call, but here we are, you know.
No take backs. Okay. And we just keep pushing forward, looking for traps and all that shit.
Yep. You guys see no more traps, and eventually you come to a cave opening. Okay. It appears to have bars in front of it as well, though, even though these ones go all the way across.
Ah, there they are.
It's okay. Brenna's practice now.
Brenna, she's just warming up.
Yeah.
Ah, look at my muscles. Aren't they so pretty? Okay.
So does this have a gate or anything? Or is this just...
It doesn't. There's no locking mechanism.
It's just solid bars all the way across?
Yes.
How far... Okay, this time. How far apart are they?
About less than a foot.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Brenna is going to look at them like, you want me to try?
I can't think of anything else.
Carlos is going to like look around like where the bars are stuck into the ground, see if there's anything that looks like the ground looks loose there, or we might be able to pry them out.
No, this is all fine craftsmanship for the ground itself.
Okay.
Could I like maybe look around, see if there's like handholds or ways to climb up?
No, you guys are in like a 6 or 7 foot tall passageway. These bars are just kind of stuck through.
I see.
Like
they go
opening
all the
floor.
Way up.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, all the way
six
up, all
feet
the way down.
Up and down. Yep.
How far apart are they?
Like a foot.
Like a foot, if that.
I'm trying to just...
Like 6 inches.
Oh, no. Hell no. There's no way. I was like, a foot, maybe. 6 inches, no.
Well, you might be able to squeeze through.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but...
I'm a tiny little gnome. So I'm just...
And as you guys are peering through this, you see some drow run down this path.
I stay quiet.
From east to west. As you hear the sounds of battle raging in the distance. You see something strange, though. With the drow, you see what appears to be a specter of some kind of ghost.
Is it Ghost Butler?
It is not Ghost Butler.
Does it look like any of my specter buddies? My
Your
ancestor
what?
Buddies?
No, okay, it doesn't. Cool. No.
I'm just going to go ahead and wait for them to pass by, and then Brenna's just going to try to break a bar, I guess, and try to pull it off or something, or push it or shove it or something.
This time, okay? I'll help instead of just
Thank
watching you do
okay.
it.
As you support her from behind, as you're kind of, you know, helping her pull, she reaches her hands to grab the bars, and her hand passes through one of the bars.
She's going to stop and just gasp and look up at Cam. You're a magician. And she's gonna take a step through.
I take a bow. And then I take a step through.
I'm pretty sure that the gate was just an illusion.
No, Cam.
These bars appear to be illusory from
the
side.
It was Cam the entire time. Oh, you're so cool. And she's going to walk through it. That's exactly how she's playing it. So
so we need to walk through here, right?
No, you guys are right here currently.
You
have come through an opening. There's a path ahead of you. So just to kind of paint the picture of this city. Ahead of you, you see... several walls that are walling off different buildings, kind of like a spiralized, some sort of redstone terracotta roof, almost like an Asian temple, you know what I mean? To your east, west, and north. There appears to be these walled-off areas. The entire area appears to be lit by some sort of greenish-blue fungus. And then there's mushrooms growing everywhere. Like, if it was a city, these would usually be trees. But they appear to be mushrooms. The floor is a flat black stone. And the pathways appear to be some sort of cobblestone.
Okay. The path we need to take is up and to the right, correct?
Okay. Yes. From what you would have seen from the map, you need to go up and to the right. Okay. Eventually, you will reach the rear of the temple after passing a couple houses. And then just past that is your goal.
So we should just try to quietly make our way to where we're going to go. No extra stops. Let's just get to where we're going.
That's so that way,
don't fuck it up, okay? We're all on the same page?
For sure.
So
agreed. We should we try to be quiet if we can.
Should we try to sneak without donning our armor? Because I don't know about you, but
no,
my armor.
No.
No, it's going to be too much if we take that off. So, all right.
Maybe if we have you people on the flying carpet behind us, your footsteps will not make extra noise. Perhaps this would mitigate it slightly.
Also true.
Sure.
All right. Hands in. Super secret task force on three. 1, 2, 3. Super secret. Okay.
No one cheers as you because it's super secret strike force.
Oh, that's fair. No one should cheer with me on that.
The super secret task force is our monthly meeting where we talk about snacks.
Oh shit, I got the two mixed up. Oh no, let's go. I fucked up. All right, we'll work on it. We'll workshop it later.
Plus, it may not be the best time to yell that out while we're trying to be stealthy.
I'm whispering. Get on the carpet. Get on the fucking carpet.
Okay, so paint a picture for me. What are you guys doing here?
So I think Brenna is going to try to like work with Callus. She's gonna sneak over that way, and they're encouraging the other three who have heavy armor to get on the carpet to help reduce the sound of clank, clank, clank.
So you're gonna have a gnome and a rogue like sneaking up, and then behind them is just three clanky armored idiots.
We'll be like
floating
on
a carpet.
We'll be like we'll like be scouts and shit.
Yeah,
that's
right? Fine. It's fine. I love it. Yeah. It's perfect.
I'm
it's
okay with it.
Okay.
All right. For the sake of the mechanics of this, the leader will have to make perception checks, or you guys will have to. Someone on the carpet will have to make a successful perception check to see a place to hide.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. And then you guys.
I like that a lot.
Perception.
Okay. Who's the? I have a +4.
All right.
+3.
Whereas the other people will have to make stealth checks.
I would
checks.
Argue that a +3 from Steph has a higher chance of being better than a +4 from Matt.
I know.
I would be upset.
I would be upset if it weren't true.
I know. That's the sad part.
I know. I was like, oh, but you know, a 4 is still a 5 if it fails.
All right, let's go.
All right.
All right, so Sean, when do you want a perception check?
Not yet, right? Because I'm watching you guys move. You haven't gotten too far out of the cave. Where are you guys going?
Okay,
what are you doing?
Okay, so Callus, do you want to take the lead again?
Sure.
Okay, and then I'll follow behind you, and then they need to be like, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away from us?
So you guys make me, the leaders make me stealth checks.
Okay.
Oh God, Lauren, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, same, Ben.
13.
21.
You guys feel stealthy.
Yay. We feel stealthy. Let's keep going.
Okay. So as you guys make your way forward, you guys see a wall here. What are you doing?
Beelining to the wall?
Yeah, just hugging the wall and slowly creeping around it.
I imagine like Brenna's like sticking her head out from around the wall, like the lower one, and Callus is sticking his head just above hers, you know?
Like Scooby-Doo.
When you do that, you hear as something begins to make its way down the path and begin to inspect the exterior wall in your direction.
Callus, do you want me to go?
It is now within 10 feet of the edge.
All right. Callus just tries to, like, signal to the others to hide and tries to, like, press himself up against the wall quietly.
You can hear the footsteps at
the
corner.
I'm getting my axe ready, but I am hiding up against the wall, pressing against the wall behind Callus.
Maybe we should hide under the carpet.
It makes its way around the corner and says,
attack. I attack. Yeah.
Stab.
Okay, make me an attack roll. It appears to be a male drow. That's
seven.
A hit. Seven is
oh, I have advantage because he's surprised.
You're surprised. Yep. You're surprising.
So 12.
A 12 will hit.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we do.
As you guys slash stab and this thing,
I catch his body. Can I catch his body?
Yes, you catch his body as it falls into your arms.
I am. But she's gonna like.
But you're strong.
She's gonna drag him on the other side and then just do like a quick check on his persons to see if there's anything of interest or value.
You find a hand crossbow of drow make.
Ooh.
You find a holy symbol of some sort that has been modified.
Holy symbol modified. Okay.
And it's a spider that has been retrofitted to have the face of an elf and eyes on its knees.
An elf.
Or it's like the joints of its appendages. Eyes. And that's it.
I'm going to pocket it for later.
Okay.
And
I'm going to yell down to Brenna. Brenna, tie him up.
No, he's dead.
No, he's
dead. Oh, you killed him?
He's dead.
Ooh. Sorry. My bad. From up here, it looked like he was just sleeping.
How high are you guys up? Because the wall right here is only about 10 feet.
Maybe 9 feet.
He's probably...
Yeah, I was like...
He's probably permanently sleeping.
Okay, he'll be all right.
Where are you going to hide the body?
I pulled it around the fucking wall. What more do you want from me? I'm not getting paid enough for this. I'm just going to look down the hall, down this alley, and see if there's anyone else kind of coming down.
You don't immediately hear anybody.
Okay. Callus, we should probably stay away from the glowing fungi, yeah?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so let's go to the wall across first, okay?
Agreed.
Agreed, okay. On three, you go first, and then when you get there, I'll follow. Okay? All right.
Okay. New Are stealth you- check since you guys failed the last one.
Aw. Okay. Oh, God. We're going to fuck this up. I'm scared. Oh, ooh. Shit. 9.
12.
You guys feel pretty stealthy.
Go, Gals. Go, Gals.
So you're running across to this wall.
Yeah.
And then...
As you run across to that wall, you see a ghostly specter making its way down the path as it screeches and flies in your direction.
That's not a good sign.
Back at it.
Can I shoot it?
It's going to make an attack.
Huh?
What?
It gets a surprise round.
Yeah.
We didn't see it. Okay, well, this is going great.
11 versus your
that
AC.
Is a miss.
As it strikes out at you with ghostly fingers, you parry it with your sword. And we'll go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay, yeah, I was like, I'm probably going to fly on the carpet over.
I'm going to be riding.
I was like, yeah, you got to come, dude.
Nine.
You're on the thick carpet.
Yep.
That's I just made a decision.
Yes. So I'm also there.
Ooh,
now. 20.
But
the tweets.
Oh, where's my
9.
13.
5.
All right. You see a specter standing in front of... Who was this? Is
Callus.
This?
That's Callus.
Callus. It just struck out at him and it screeched.
I really just want to screech back at it. I will on my turn.
You can hear footsteps in the distance begin running in
We've
your direction.
We've lost stealth mode. Damn it, we have such good plans, but poor execution skills.
Do we have good plans?
There goes our element of surprise.
All right, Boone, what are you doing?
Okay, so if I fly the carpet near it, can I then slash at it with my greatsword?
Yes, and everybody on the carpet will be at melee.
8 hit?
18, or 8 misses.
No, not 18. 8.
8 misses.
Ah, shit. All right.
Okay. Cyrus.
I'm going to be jumping off the carpet.
Okay.
And land right behind the specter.
Okay. You're flanking and you have advantage.
Mm-hmm. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 does hit.
For 15 damage.
All right. You stab through the back of it as it lets out a ghostly wail and just kind of dissipates into threads of, like, it's got, like, its body dissipates to a ghostly form, but small threads of, like, silken whatever. Did you have the good perception check last game when Ghost Butler got pulled away?
It was Callum.
Yeah.
Yeah. You recognize some fine threads fall off of this thing.
Hmm.
As, like, detritus as its ghostly form goes away.
Can I, like put my hand under these threads and catch them, or do they go through my...
Yes, you can absolutely catch them. You catch them as a physical form. As you guys further down the path, hear the footsteps of about 20-somethings running your direction.
I believe we should retreat for now, yes?
They're just going to find us, aren't they? Or we can hide, we can hide.
Callus looks at the wall, says, let's climb over this, perhaps. It's only 10 feet tall, right, Sean?
Go,
yes.
Go.
I'm getting back onto the carpet.
I'm swimming on the carpet. We've already zoomed
so
over
the carpet wall. Is currying. I don't know. Some people over the wall. The only two are the stealthy people.
Give me a lift up. Short.
we don't leave the 3 foot tall person on the other side of the wall.
Both of you guys make me acrobatics checks to get over the wall.
17.
You find purchase in the wall and boost yourself over.
19.
And 19, Callus, you do as well. You find the same foothold she did as you guys jump over the wall, go below the edge of it as you hear the footsteps come running by, look around for a second, and then continue running down the path as the sound of battle rages in the distance.
That was close.
You guys are standing at a, like, it looks like a Asian temple on the other side of this wall. There appears to be training dummies around. All of the training dummies, some of them are the shapes of gnomes, some of them are the shapes of elves, some of them are the shapes of humans.
I don't like this.
Neither do I, but...
Racist cow. Don't even have any tieflings here.
It's like, that is rather rude of them to not prepare to fight against your people, but, one strange note, that strange specter we just fought, it dropped these threads, and these are the same type of threads that grabbed our ghost butler.
You hear footsteps coming out of this building and making their way towards the back.
Shit. Push me up.
Acrobatics checks again from Brennan and Callus.
I'm waiting to see what everyone else does.
If you are doing so, if you guys are making your way back over this wall, it appears that someone has taken notice to your presence and is now making their way out of this building.
Can we do like a perception to see how many people it is?
You don't see them. You just hear a ruckus from inside as doors open and close.
Can we count the footsteps?
Callus is going to start.
Oh shit!
Trying to get out.
Brenna's jumping and jumping. She can't make it over this fine pristine wall.
Can I grab her?
Yes. Give me a strength check.
Okay.
To kind of lift her.
17.
Yes, you're able to lift her over. Callus is having the same problem. This wall from this side is finally carved.
I stretch up my arm to see if I can help him.
Strength check. You're trying to pull. You can't quite get him over.
It's not love.
As a drow rounds the corner, and then two and three more, and then five more round the corners, bearing you
Callus,
down.
Callus, you need to stop eating so much breakfast.
They begin running in your direction.
Can Cam make a grab for him?
Does Cam want to?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, fine.
Cam! Help Callus!
Nope. 8.
All right, well.
He reaches for him, can't quite pull him over as... Callus, I need you to make me a... Actually, I think it'd be an attack.
Probably.
Not Callus.
11 versus your AC.
That is a miss.
As a hand crossbow passes by your head and embeds itself in the wall behind you, make me another acrobatics to get over the wall.
All right. Using this new handhold, I got a 19.
Yes, you scramble over the wall and you make your way over as you hear the sounds of drow running and scratching at the backside of the wall. What do you guys all do?
Do we just run?
Book
it!
We just gotta go.
Yep. Okay. Yep, you guys begin booking it down the path. As you do, it appears to be fairly empty, as though most of the people in the city are fighting the battle up front. You seem to have seen a few of the last people making their way through. And as you make your way forward, you begin to hear chanting in the Uh-oh. Distance.
Mm.
Which direction can we tell?
The direction you are running. You guys better make your way away from that wall quicker than you are if you say you're running.
I'm a tiny gnome.
We don't know how quick you want us to be moving, Sean. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a trap.
No, you guys move. I mean, there are drow trying to climb over this wall right
we're
now.
We're fucking booking it.
Okay. Then, yeah, we're going.
Okay.
So what...
You guys are running as fast as you can. You see another wall to the north that appears to have a massive barracks behind it. Okay, and we can slow there. This is the point you get to in your running where the chanting becomes louder and louder and louder. You can see the rear side of the temple at this point, the spider temple. I'm going to move you guys up.
Can I do a perception check, Sean?
Yes. So let's say you see it at about right here. Make me perception checks as you hear rhythmic chanting and you see some sort of purple light.
20.
There appears to be
18.
At the rear end of the thorax of this spider, a massive portal that is opened. You see two male drow flanking it, with a female drow standing, chanting with her arm outstretched as a massive ghost-like spirit has tendrils of silken webbing that are breaking behind it as it's being pulled through the portal.
Sean... What does this lady look like?
The drow lady?
Uh-huh. What is she? Could you describe her, please?
She is an average drow build. She has an outstretched arm. She bears a mark of Lolth on her hand that has been scratched out, and she is missing an eye.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Found your soulmate, buddy.
I did find my soulmate.
I was talking to him.
But Cam, if you were paying attention, or Kyle, you're missing something there, buddy. Although it is a Brenna thing.
It is.
Okay. How many drow are there?
There are three drow, two male, one female, that appears to be pulling a spirit, a very large spirit. Some would call it, you could think it would be like a giant spirit. As this silken webbing is slowly starting to break in areas.
Brenna's got her axe and her eyes start glowing.
Should we interrupt this ritual? Yes?
Sorry, by the way, Kyle, I didn't mean to be condescending. This was just something that happened last episode.
Was that last episode? No, it was two episodes ago.
It was two episodes ago.
Oh, it was two episodes ago.
Yeah, no,
yes.
It's all good. I was trying to make a joke about an eyeball thing with the... that's all.
Where's Drow Lady at? Can you mark which one's her?
Drow Lady is right here, about 15, 20 feet, between 20 and 30 feet from the portal, arm outstretched. Some sort of energy is pulling this giant spirit out of this portal.
Brenna's going to start, I'm sorry, she's going to start running to her, wielding her axe.
Okay. What is she doing?
Brenna, we are on a mission.
Oh god, this is such a bad idea, I'm sorry, but it's what she would do. unless you guys are going to stop her, she's going to keep going.
I was like, I got to make a grab for her.
I'm going to get a little closer.
Actually, she's...
How many... Are there other people besides just the one drow lady?
Yes, there is a drow here and a drow here flanking either side of the portal. Okay.
Is there a couple?
Yes. There is the female drow with the arm outstretched and a giant spirit.
I'm going to grab Brenna real quick just by the arm. Hold on, don't worry.
No, you're fine.
And I'm just saying, like, if we're popping off, let's do it together.
Okay. And she actually pulls out her hand axe in her offhand.
All right.
Okay.
And I turn around and I do a series of hand motions to talk to the rest of them that we've never that we've never discussed before. But hopefully today. And then I just go...
Is there anyone in the group that would recognize
them? No, well, but I'm pulling... No.
No, hold on. Where did you learn this?
I'm making it up. I'm literally intentionally.
Okay. So it's not something you learn.
Intentionally making stupid hand gestures, pretending that I'm conveying a message, and then pulling my sword out.
Like, okay. So I thought this was something from your tactics.
No, because I'm probably going to look at Cyrus and Callus and be like, what the hell is he doing?
Is he trying to steal third right now?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Boone and Cyrus both know this is nonsense. This is happening right now. This is not anything.
I agree. And then I pull my sword out and Brenna's pulling her axe out. And then I think hopefully that conveys the actual message.
Let's roll initiative.
I
guess we have a secondary
God
mission.
God bless America. How do I keep rolling shit for initiative?
Poor Brenna.
I got a 12.
I got a 3.
I got a 4.
No. You got a 3?
How is Brenna and I attacking first turning into us attacking last?
I know,
last?
This is bullshit. No. This is bullshit. I want to reroll.
Callus, what
did
you...
first reaction was running forwards.
Fine. Dumb.
Ben, don't make sense, Ben. Don't use logic on us.
Brenna should get the first attack and I should get the second. Sorry.
Were you saying something, Sean?
No, I was just thinking about how I'm going to play this.
Well, hopefully it's not a TPK, but other than that, go for it.
That's not something, I mean, there are a lot worse things than a TPK.
Like,
you know,
torture.
I hate when a DM says that. I do so much.
All right. So, Callus, first to act.
Callus is going to run forwards. Pull out his...
The other thing also is very dexy, and it recognized you, so it notices you. You do not get a surprise round. Okay.
Callus pulls out his crossbow, studies the drow lady who seems to be casting a spell or something, and tries to read her so he can get a better idea of where to shoot her. So she needs to make a deception check. I make an insight.
Deception would be what?
Charisma.
Cha.
Cha, cha, cha.
Cha. Oh. Crit.
Oh.
Okay. Well, in that case, I just shoot her.
Okay.
Does a 24 hit?
24
she
does
hit. 4 damage.
Okay. That's a good way to start.
Let's get those crits out of the way early.
Right? All right. Now it's her turn.
That sucks.
As she recognizes you doing this, what is she going to do? Hold on, let me look one thing up.
It's like, is not attacking us an option?
Yes, I would choose that one, please.
Well, I mean,
not attacking us for 400,
be,
Alex.
Because if she's casting, she actually might not be the one that attacks us, and instead it could be the two dudes flanking. But we'll see. She might she might kill us.
She's going to outstretch her hand as a swarm of locusts and flying spiders make their way out.
That's bad.
They descend in a circle. Oh, there's a lot of
them.
Yeah,
there are. We're kind of all clustered there, huh?
Wait, weren't we all... Okay, to be fair, Matt, you would be with us too because you were on the carpet.
Yes, I'd be like right there.
Yeah, sorry.
It hits all of you guys. The area is lightly obscured as you guys are just swarmed with insects.
Cool.
You guys all must make me constitution saving throws.
That's a good one. I hate everything. Oh, son of a bitch.
Fuck, nine.
Holy
shit.
That is a full party
failure. This is not going to be good.
Because I rolled the highest of all of us, and I got an 11.
Ugh.
Oh,
27 damage each.
I'm down.
Oh my god, I'm down.
I'm down.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, but to be dead, I have
you,
to be...
That's, not enough to, that's not enough to kill you. For me, it would have had to have been 50 hit points of damage.
Oh, fuck me, this is not going to be good. Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm dead.
Cool. Yep, I'm down.
Or down.
Oh shit.
As she turns her attention to you, the spirit is slowly, like, it's... lunging to get out, but it can't make its way out as her attention has been focused elsewhere. The other two male drow begin trying to pull the spirit out. If I can get rid of this box. As they grab it by the arms and begin pulling it out, as one of the arms shirks it off from this side and throws the drow about 30 feet. Boone.
Roll a death. I am going to lie there unconscious. You have to roll a death save. Oh,
you
that's
do
right.
Have to roll a death
oh
my save. God.
I feel fucking okay,
just a just a regular 20. Yep.
Okay.
Save. You save
16.
You save. Brenna.
In rage, she's going to go ahead and activate her her rage bonus action, and then she's going to. You said that this is rough terrain, right?
It's no, not, it's rough, not terrain. Rough terrain.
Okay, how far is this bitch from me? Still out of
40 feet.
I don't think I have that much. It's a barbarian. I don't have that much speed, so that's fine. So I'm just going to go ahead and have my rage still activated. I do have my little hand axe drawn, so I'm going to move. What is my speed? It's 30, technically, I think. Yeah, it's 30. And I'm going to chunk my hand axe at her.
Okay.
23 to hit.
23 hits.
3 points of goddamn damage. I'm so pissed right now. And then,
plus rage damage, right?
Oh, rage damage. What?
I don't know if that works on ranged weapons.
I don't think
it's a thrown weapon.
Plus 2.
Though.
I add 2 to that damage roll. Oh, no, it's melee. It has to be melee, JK. So then,
So, Sean, if she's concentrating on a spell, right?
Yeah. I think she'll be all right.
No, she's no longer concentrating on a spell when she turned to
and then
cast that. Well, she's concentrating on the insect swarm.
My ancestors appear because it's my ancestral protectors as my rage. They mm-hmm. show up when my rage starts. And so now they're swarming her. And
okay.
The next,
and what do they do when they swarm her?
They're just kind of swarming her and distracting her view, and I feel like a lot of them would be saying this is for Leon.
You see a child of one of your ancestors appear in the throng as it reaches out and scratches her in her one good eye.
Delightful. Is it Leon?
You recognize it as Leon, and she appears to be blinded.
Yes! She has. Nice. She also has I guess it doesn't matter because now she's blinded. She has disadvantage anyways.
Yeah, she's blinded.
Delightful. Okay. And I'm just going to say, this is for him. And that's going to be her turn.
Hey, Sean?
Who is down right now?
I am.
I am.
Oh, shit. Everyone is?
All of us. So is there
it's,
four?
Yeah, it's everyone but Brenna.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
Yep.
No, it is.
Oh shit. Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
This spirit looks at you.
Oh.
As a ten, like behind it, you see the limb of some sort of spider make its way out of the portal and shoot a silken thread at you. I need you to make me a Constitution.
I'm unconscious.
Throw.
Well, you can still.
You need to make me a Constitution saving throw.
5.
Oh.
This tendril wraps around your spirit itself. You fail 2 death saves.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Also, hey Sean.
Yes.
The drow lady would have to make a concentration check for the insect swarm.
Oh, that's true. Concentration. What is that?
She has to beat a 10.
Mm-hmm.
She fails.
The insect plague goes away. She rolled a 7.
At least that's gone.
Good job, Ben.
Otherwise, Matt was going to die because it was going to deal damage to him.
Cyrus.
I guess I have to do a death save.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Come on, Matt.
All right.
12.
Yes.
You save.
Okay.
You save.
You need 2 more of them.
All right, my turn for a death save.
I'm so sorry.
Why? Oh, hold on. I clicked the wrong button. I just clicked. Yeah.
I would
look at that. Natty 20.
Oh,
yes,
I'm awake. Oh. I'm awake.
You're up.
Yes.
I got a hit point.
Okay.
Let's do this shit.
Do stuff. Quick.
Callus.
Well, that happens at the beginning of his turn, though, Sean.
Oh, at the beginning of his turn? Oh, nice.
So, hold on. How many people...
Oh shit, I'm like nervous.
I'm so nervous right now. I feel fucking terrible right now.
How many people am I allowed to heal in one turn? I can only heal one person, it looks like, this turn. So then I'm going to start off by turning to Cyrus, looks very fucked up in a very bad way, and I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds and bring him from not being to just not dying right now, basically.
Okay.
And
giving him 9 hit Here's points. The deal. Yes. Here's the deal.
Oh no.
Oh, so hold on, retcon. Before you say it, I actually cast. I was talking about doing Lay on Hands, which is that I have the ability to cure one target of disease or neutralize one thing affecting it. So yeah, that's it. Let's
one poison.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Not perfect. There is no effect.
As in, I'm still unconscious.
You are still unconscious.
Son of a bitch.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Say I only used one of my hit points, then.
Here's the thing. I promise you, if bad things happen, it's still going to be interesting.
Well, don't
if
do
bad
any
things happen. Yeah. Shit, man. We're way past that fucking
bad
point.
Bad things are happening.
We're going to win. We got this.
You're going to win. You guys got
fuck,
this.
Man, I wish I healed somebody else. All right. Well, that's my turn. No, I would try.
Sorry for wasting your spell.
No,
your
man,
hands.
No, man. I just didn't. I was trying to have you not die.
It is Drow Lady's turn. Well, it's the Drow's turn.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Did I? I did because I accidentally skipped past. Yes, because I didn't know it was his turn. Kallus.
Oh
shit.
Oh no!
That's a crit
that's
fail.
Two death saves. Death fails for me.
No.
Okay, now she can take a turn.
Okay.
Shortest season yet.
Okay.
It is the Drow Lady's turn. She's does not see Boone or Brenna as she flails around violently. She attempts to shoot a ray of sickness in the direction of Brenna. What's ray of sickness? Is that your dodge?
It's an attack roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it would be a disadvantage because she's blinded.
Yep.
21.
Disadvantage.
Oh, but it's a disadvantage.
Son of a 20, bitch, 21. Yes! Oh,
Jesus Christ.
4 damage.
I have 1 hit point left.
Make me a con save.
Okay, I have advantage on these because I'm raging. Let me make sure I'm not fucking lying to you right now. Hold on. No, I'm lying to you. I don't have advantage.
Make me a con save.
I'm scared.
You're poisoned until your next turn.
Okay.
End of the things next
Fine.
Turn.
That's okay. That's okay. That's cool.
Boone.
Okay.
Make me a death save.
Okay. I got a
1 success, 1 fail. Brenna.
Yes. I'm infuriated running right here, and I'm doing my little, I've got my great axe, and I'm going to reckless attack her so I get advantage on the first roll. That's a 20 to hit, but it'd be 3. Why am I rolling shit on my damage? I'm so annoyed by that.
Oh no!
So it's going to be 5.
You don't have
points.
Something special where it's like if you wear a 1 or a 2, you can reroll
No.
it?
Why, yes I do. Wait, hold on. I don't think I do.
You would have to have your great weapon.
You have to add 2. You're raging.
I'm raging.
This thing is still focused on you, Cyrus, as it pulls this little thread to pull your spirit out of your body.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to roll another save?
Roll me a death save.
I failed.
Okay, something happens.
I die.
No. Yes and no. Do you have Mordenkainen's?
Yeah.
As this thing tries to rip your soul out of your body, you feel your eye flare as the tendril is thrown off, and in your brain you hear, "He's mine." I'm just going to read the description of this for you, Matt. The forging of a pact between a warlock and a patron is no minor occasion, at least not for the warlock. The consequences of breaking that pact can be dire and in some cases lethal. A warlock who fails to live up to the bargain with an evil patron runs the risk of rising from the dead as a deathlock, a foul undead driven to serve its otherworldly patron from beyond the grave.
Oh.
Oh my god!
So you're giving Boone more of a reason to kill me.
Your alignment stands. You still feel something fighting for you.
Huh. So what happens?
You and I are going to have to talk after game about this, but for this thing, your stat block for the rest of this game, you raise with full hit points as a death block.
Okay, then.
As your undead body rises. And your patron-specific spells are Fiend Patron.
Oh, no.
So I no longer have the Hexblade?
Well, you're...
Not currently.
You're currently a Deathlock.
Yeah.
Let's see how this goes.
Not well.
So you raise on your turn, and you're able to act.
Okay. So I'm up.
You are up, full hit points, and able to do whatever the Fiend Patron path says, as well as these spell slots that are listed here.
Okay, well, I can't use my halberd because I have to rely on the Hexblade's ability to let me use charisma for it.
You feel your halberd is your implement at this point.
Okay. Let me check something real quick. Well, I am going to attack with Scorching Ray.
Okay.
Okay, it's three rays, so...
You do see the other things on the left that say patron-specific spells, right? I.e. Fireball, Hellish Rebuke, Scorching Ray, Burning Hands.
Okay, gotcha.
Well...
Oh, she's right there.
I don't want to hit Brenna with it.
Okay. She's blinded. What does that mean?
Advantage.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But an 11 does miss.
He gets more than one attack, Sean.
Yes. You hit.
And a 10.
10 misses.
7 points of damage.
Hey. Matt.
Yeah?
You cast it at 3rd level, so you get an extra shot.
I don't have 3rd level.
The Deathlock has 3rd level.
Yeah, Deathlock casts at 3rd level.
One more.
25. 25 does hit. So give me a total damage on all that.
That is 7, 12.
Okay. All right. As this drow screeches in pain and anger as she kind of looks around feeling for something, but she can't make purchase. Cam.
Okay. Well, Cam is now going to turn and go ahead and cast Cure Wounds on Kallus, who is dying. So soon. Now. So your turn. 7 hit points. And you get hit points.
Thank you.
And then I turn back to the drow and I give her a real mean look because that's really all I can do on my turn. Because now I got to cure Boon next. So it's fine. I'm just going to hang here for a minute.
Right.
And then that's it.
All right.
Because I don't think anything else I can
do. Kallus.
All right. Kallus is going to stand up from the ground. Shakily thank Cam for that.
Yeah.
Take a couple steps away, hoping that he doesn't suddenly explode in bugs again. And he's going to fire his crossbow at that drow lady.
Okay. At advantage, I'm guessing, because she's blinded.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
That is how that works. Actually, no, I can't get rid of that. Yes. Does a 24 hit?
A 24 does hit.
Good. Then she takes a total of 13 damage.
Okay.
And she gets hit with a crossbow bolt.
Yep. And it's now
her
turn.
So, Sean, I just want to point out, because I realized I was making a mistake. I don't remember. I don't think I attacked recklessly last time, but anytime I attack recklessly on anyone, they get advantage on me on their next attack. And
So then it would just be an even attack when she attacks you.
Not this time, because I already had advantage because she was blinded.
You're also poisoned. Does that mean anything?
I don't know. I'm probably going to go down here a little bit.
Poison means you have disadvantage.
Okay, cool. So then I guess it's just a straight roll for both of us. This is great.
Okay, sorry. So what was that?
I have disadvantage whenever I attack her. That's what poison does.
Gotcha. So so you have disadvantage, and then what does the thing mean for her on her
turn? So she just has, since I didn't attack recklessly last time, she could still attack me, but it'll still be at disadvantage. But just moving forward, anytime an enemy attacks me after I do reckless attack, they have advantage on me.
Okay. She's going to turn and reach out for you. And
it's a disadvantage.
Just scratch a bunch at you. Uh-huh. First attack, 13. No. Second attack, 17.
She's a disadvantage.
Disadvantage, not advantage.
Oh, yeah, a disadvantage. Then it would be an 11 and a 17. 11.
And an 11. An 11. You rolled an 11 and a 13 for the rest
of the disadvantage, yes. Yeah. An 11 and 11. As she scratches she and misses.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be complicated, baby. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, no, you're good. As she misses. And we're going to go to Boone. Boone, don't crit fail.
Thanks.
If you crit fail, you die.
Well, no, but I still have...
Yes.
Ooh. Woo! 19!
You succeed.
Okay. So that's two successes.
Yes. Brenna. Okay.
She's gonna just go for it again and hope to God she hits. 16? God.
16
5
does
points
hit.
Of fucking damage. Why am I rolling shit on my fucking damage?
Wow.
This is the third time in a row.
How many points
5
of damage?
Total because I get plus 2 for rage.
All right.
Okay,
whose turn is it?
Ghost ladies.
I mean, it's my turn. Yes. Who is down currently?
Boom.
Of course.
Yeah, it's still me.
Just you?
Mm-hmm.
A silken thread shoots out from the portal. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Jeebus.
This is going to be bad.
14?
Oh, you save.
Oh, thank God.
As the thread tries to pull your soul out of its body, you only take one failed death save.
Oh my God, I would have been dead. Oh my God, I would have been dead. Okay.
Cyrus.
I just walk towards this drow and like...
Oh, you're fully conscious. You're not a zombie. You are as intelligent as you are. You are Cyrus. And your body hasn't decayed yet. You have a new body. It's just cold to the touch currently.
But what if Cyrus just wanted to growl at her?
He can, absolutely.
That's what he wanted to say. I'm just saying.
Sorry, I don't want to yuck your yum. If you want to growl, you are more than allowed to. Think of yourself as kind of a lich with no phylactery.
Okay. It's going to take a minute for me to get used to that.
I'm sure Cyrus has to deal with that as well, so... Good role-playing.
Do I have an innate sense like this thing was one that caused all this?
What do you mean?
That caused me to become what I am now?
No. Whatever thing, you were going to be pulled in by that thing. But something within you pulled your spirit back into your body and said, he's mine.
Well, did I know that it was pulling me or anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yes, you know that this thing was pulling
so
you.
So I hold it responsible then.
Okay.
Has Scorching Ray again on it.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's so one.
Okay, that's a miss.
Two.
That's a miss.
Three.
That's a miss.
Wouldn't he have advantage? Oh, wait, just kidding.
That's a
just
hit.
Kidding. Ignore me.
That's a hit.
That's that 4 damage.
This is why you should have cast Fireball.
As this thing squeals a little bit, rah! As it kind of recedes slightly back into the portal. It still is outstretched arm towards Boone.
It really wants Boone.
Cam.
I tap Boone, do a good old lay on hands, 10 hit points. Voila.
No effect.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking
for the second time today, I look and go, shit, that was that's all I got. That was my best. Okay. That's my turn.
Callus.
Sean, can the ghost lady make a deception check?
Sure. The ghost lady, this thing?
Yeah. Cause Callus is gonna try shooting it. And he wants...
What does a deception check entail?
Charisma check?
I don't know. I guess this thing would have to... -1? 12?
Okay, I have to beat a 12 with my insight. I crit for a 28. Okay.
You crit.
That just means I can sneak attack it, as I am able to figure out how to shoot it effectively. And I shoot it with my crossbow. Actually, no, Callus is going to run up closer. He's going to pull out the poisoned dagger with that special poison on it and throw it at that ghost.
Okay.
Might as well give it a shot. I mean,
hey, it was weird psychic poison. I don't know.
What's the worst that could happen?
Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
I don't know what the poison does there, Sean.
It doesn't. The poison doesn't do anything with this.
Well, then it takes 11 damage.
Okay. This thing is almost completely receded back into the portal, but his arm is still sticking out, pointing in the direction of Boone. It is now Drow Lady's turn, as she is going to scratch at Brenna again.
Disadvantage! Please miss me, because I can't take literally one more hit.
20. And that's going to be 5 piercing damage and 17 poison damage.
I had one hit point left.
She doesn't really... I don't think she knows that you're down, because she would have just made her second attack simultaneously.
My ancestors disappear.
Okay. As your ancestors disappear, she scratches again. Just kind of in your direction. But you're down. Would that be an automatic hit?
I don't know, because she's blind?
No, I'm gonna say that you fell and she's scratching at the air as you fall backwards with her second attack. Okay, Boone. Two failed death saves.
Two successes, though, too.
I do. So this is literally it.
I know, I'm like really staring at my computer screen. Like...
Oh my god. You save!
Okay, I literally did not look. I waited for you guys' reaction.
You save.
Oh my god.
So isn't now three death saves means
she's stabilized.
Doesn't have a hit point.
I'm at zero or one?
Zero.
You're at zero, but you are stabilized.
You're not dying, but you're not awake and fighting.
I'm so sorry.
I used every spell slot on this fight.
I love D&D.
Brenna, make me a death save.
I don't wanna. How do I just roll that dice?
Because here's the problem.
The word death save.
Here's the problem.
No, I failed.
Okay, here's the problem. You are down. This thing's hand is still reaching out of the portal, and it points in your direction. Make me a constitution saving throw. Make it above a 13. Brenna's spirit leaves her body and is pulled through the portal as life leaves Brenna.
No! Oh, no, it's okay.
Wait a minute, there's nothing we can do?
That's two death saves on top of the one that she just failed.
It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Okay. Keep going, kids.
Okay.
Cyrus.
I used up my spell slot, so all I can do now is use Eldritch Blast on this thing.
Okay.
Well, I can only cast it once, so 12, I'm assuming, misses.
12 does miss.
That's it.
You're a fifth level caster. You can cast it twice.
Oh, okay. 25.
25 does hit.
5 points.
All right.
Okay.
Cam.
So, the drow is still fucking going buck wild over there. I can't even get to the... That sucks. Okay. So, I am going to run as close to that drow lady as I can, which I think is here. And I'm going to point my... Because this is not touch, right? Oh, it is touch. Fuck my life.
You can get there.
All right. And then I'm going to take out my sword and cast Inflict Wounds on her. 23 to hit.
23 does
and
hit.
And it does 5 necrotic damage. That really? 3d10 and I rolled 5 damage?
To be fair, you guys are rolling really bad tonight.
Holy shit, man. Dude. This is supposed to be my thing that does a lot of damage. Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, my lord.
All right, well, I did 5 damage, and it should have been cooler. you die here today. And I said that, too.
And you hear, you hear,
I may, but Kazarth has bigger plans.
All right, Kazarth, we're going to call him Kazoo. Got it?
So, Sean, is the ghost still here?
Its arm is outstretched, feeling, trying to make its way out of the portal.
Okay, Kalos is not liking this and is going to shoot it with his crossbow.
Okay.
Does a 23 hit?
A 23 does hit.
Then he does 19 damage to it.
And with that, the arm recedes in the portal, and the portal closes. Kalos, you went, this thing receded in the portal. It is now drow person's turn.
She's going to kill me.
As she's so going to turn and look at Cam.
She's invisible, or she's blinded.
She's at disadvantage because she's blinded.
Okay. Oh, good.
A 9 or an 8.
Oh, good. These actually both.
And second swipe is a crit fail.
You're welcome.
Wow. Okay.
I at least did one good thing.
This all missed because I have a single hit point.
Boone.
Okay, so now that I'm like at 0, I can't do anything, right?
You're stabilized. It takes a while to regain a hit point unless someone heals you.
Yep. You're just like.
Okay, so I'm probably just
laying, resting on the ground. Pretty fucked up.
Cool. I'm having a good old time.
Cyrus.
I'm going to just use Eldritch Blast because I can't use my halberd anymore.
Okay.
17. Oh,
17 hits.
1 point.
Jesus Christ.
24.
Can't roll damage.
Yes, 24 hits.
7 points.
Nice. That's better. She looks like she's hurting quite a bit. Cam.
I literally don't have fucking spell slots anymore, so I'm going to go ahead and hit her with a sword, and let's see if this works. 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
I roll minimum damage, which is 4.
What?
What in the fuck is with all the crit fail? The
minimum amount of damage that I can possibly provide.
This is Kalos. Frustrating.
It's not fun.
Kalos just drops his crossbow, pulls out his rapier, and charges the drow lady.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 does hit.
Okay.
Thankfully.
For 19 damage.
What does it look like when you kill her?
Yes.
So, Kalos sees Brenna just laying on the ground there, and the drow lady's just flailing her arms around wildly, and Kalos just runs up behind her and stabs her, through the back of the neck.
Okay. As it makes a clean slice and then pulls back through, as droplets of blood begin to pour from her neck, she goes to her knees, and you hear from her a gurgling sound in her mouth say,
"Kazarth, I come."
And she face plants into the ground on top of Boo, or on top of Brenna. And I think that's where we'll end this episode.
Fuck, man. Fuck. Fuck.
It has a whole new character.
Well, shit, man. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. Apologies that this one is a bit lower energy.
Sorry.
We're feeling a touch defeated at this particular moment. You can talk about this with us on turtle.fyi/discord and join us on our Discord and join the spoiler zone where we will be bummed out by the time you get there. You can message us on Facebook. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. And you can always just check out our merch store at turtle.fyi/store. Finally, you can, of course, follow us on Twitter at TabletopChamps. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Please Don't Hate Me.
I don't think that's actually your Twitter there, Sean.
It will be soon.
Hashtag Sean is a monster.
I'm at the void.
So many tweets.
Dio's a zero.
What's happening?
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
I'm at the Nat1Lady.
When you listen to this episode, don't post any spoilers, but I urge you to just post on social media hashtag Sean is a monster. and it's
yes.
And for the record, just so everybody knows, it's canonically S-E-A-N, right? So just get the let's get this trending. We don't want to throw other Seans who spell their names differently under the bus, but Sean is hashtag Sean is a monster. And until next time, toodles.
Bye.
The comrades that ever I had are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that ever I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll
stop. Stephanie, I have a request. Can Boone just hold Britta just in her arms one more time? That's it.
Oh, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Baby, I appreciate it.